Again, great job on the phones tonight, Falcons fans. If you're on hold, stay there. Going to take plenty more of your calls tonight, so just hang tight. Going to talk some Hawks here in just a second with Caleb Johnson. And Keaton Wallace, the newest full-time Hawk, is going to join me coming up as well. But first, want to remind you that Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's talk some Hawks here with our buddy Caleb Johnson, our Hawks insider for 92.9 The Game, and make sure you check out his new podcast as well. Caleb, we have made it. We tip off tomorrow at State Farm at 7:30, but a couple of news items to get to first before we preview that one. Dyson Daniels gets a brand new spanking deal, 100 mil. And Caleb, if he showed us anything last season, he showed us that he's just scratching the surface of the type of impact player he can be here in Atlanta.
Yeah, Chris, it's a really cool situation because it's one where we got to talk to Dyson Daniels earlier today, and you can just see how thankful he is. And honestly, he didn't expect to necessarily be in this position to sign a contract for $100 million because, you know, a lot of people can forget at this point because he was runner-up for Defensive Player of the Year. But this was a guy who was struggling to make it in the NBA with the New Orleans Pelicans. I mean, he was deployed for the Pelicans to, you know, guard their best player and then come out of the game. He was never really allowed to shoot. His minutes were pretty low, and the expectations, you know, kind of changed since he was in that organization and came over to the Hawks. He's talked about how grateful he is to the organization. Interestingly enough, I learned something today, Chris, that Ansi Salehe was the first person that Dyson Daniels was introduced to when he was traded to the Hawks. And so this was something that a relationship that's been budding for quite some time. And today, when Dyson Daniels was taking shots after the game, or after practice, I should say, you saw Ansi walk over, they dapped each other up, had, you know, kind of a laugh and sort of thing. And Dyson says that he has a great relationship with Ansi, that they spent about 5 hours with each other yesterday, just talking through everything. And ultimately, you know, his agent getting a deal done that he becomes a $100 million man.
The other news, guy that I'm going to be talking to coming up here, Caleb, is Keaton Wallace. He's going to get a shot at the, I almost said major league roster, at the National Basketball Association level. Listen, I mean, Kobe Bufkin's not here anymore. That was a bit of a surprise, but Keaton's played a handful of games here in the NBA with the Hawks, and he's been pretty good when he's done so.
Yeah, Keaton has been such a great, you know, development piece for the Hawks, and honestly, kind of prove how good the development side of this coaching staff really is. And it was cool getting to talk with Keaton yesterday, and he spoke about how thankful he is and about how long he's been trying to reach this point. Because you got to think, this is a guy who is 26 years old. So, you know, he's up in age, I guess, compared to a lot of the young guys who come in the league. It just took him a little bit longer to be able to solidify his spot. He has been on two-way contracts with the Clippers and then with the Hawks, and this is the first time in his career that he has finally, you know, earned and truly has earned a full-time roster spot with the Hawks. And I loved he spoke yesterday about the fact that he's not only earned the trust of the front office to sign him to a contract and the coaching staff to believe in him in this way, but he was like, I've earned the respect of my teammates, where there's no more, you know, I'm having to clap and say, hey, let me get the ball. Like, his teammates trust him to find him and know that he's going to be, you know, that true quarterback of the offense, distributing the ball and all of those sorts of things. And I mean, the Hawks, they found themselves in a position last year where they absolutely needed Keaton Wallace. And I think it benefited both sides, because while the Hawks needed him because of injuries that they experienced, he learned so much from that playing time to ultimately get this opportunity right now. I mean, you think towards the end of last season, he had that triple-double game that was just so much fun to watch and to see a guy who is very similar to Dyson, just one of the most humble individuals that you'll see, and it makes you really, really root for guys when they have those types of personalities.
All right, before we tip off 7:30 p.m. right here on the game tomorrow, what do you think fair expectations for the Hawks season should be?
Man, Chris, I feel like I've been going so back and forth with these things where I have made sure to be strong and emphasize to temper expectations that just because the Hawks went out and made all of these moves doesn't necessarily mean that it's all going to work out perfectly from the jump. You know, and in fact, it was kind of funny. Trey joked yesterday that only the man upstairs knows what's going to happen with this team this season. And it's just for the simple fact of you don't know what they're going to run into. You don't know, if injuries are going to pop up. But, you know, given if everything works out as far as injuries and those are, somewhat to a minimum and they get lucky in that aspect, I think just from a talent perspective, this is easily a top four talent team in the Eastern Conference. And so I am sticking by what I have said about this team, where I think the second round of the playoffs is where they need to be eyeing. And, you know, once you get to the postseason, anything can happen. And so while I saw the predictions come out from a bunch of ESPN writers where everyone has the Cavs and the Knicks playing each other in the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's all well and good, but we've seen both of those teams come up short in the past when expectations were high. And so who's to say that the Hawks couldn't find themselves in a series like that? It's going to be a matter of something that Quinn Snyder has been emphasizing all offseason throughout training camp and the preseason, is they're going to have to play like a team. And if they can, you know, pull off that level of unselfishness, and I think signing guys like a Dyson Daniels long-term, like a Nickeil Alexander-Walker long-term, certainly, and a Keaton Wallace as well, they bring that unselfishness to the court that I think could lead to them being very successful.
Now, I think most of us would think tomorrow should be, you know, the Hawks, in my opinion, are the better team. They're better than the Raptors. The Raptors are projected to win about 38, 39 games. The Hawks are closer to 47, 48 games. But their starting lineup, I mean, if you look at it, it's pretty good. Quickly, Barrett, Ingram, Scotty Barnes, Jacob Poeltl. They got Grady Dick off the bench, who's a really good shooter and scorer. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but I don't think that this is going to be a walkover game. I think Toronto is going to be a pesky team this season.
I could see them being a pesky team because, like the names you listed there, they have talent. I think the issue that I run into with the players on their roster outside of maybe a Jakob Poeltl is I think all of these guys have had stops previous places or on this team where the very thing that I was talking about, what the Hawks need to have in order to be successful, I feel like I've seen the opposite from some of these guys, of having that selfishness, of having that, I need to get my average up, I need to get my assist, I need to get my, you know, when it comes to rebounds or whatever it might be the case. It felt like Toronto has been just like a collection of parts and a lot of the times expensive parts, you know, when you think of the kind of contract that Brandon Ingram signed. And it's so funny to think, like, he was a guy that I, along with a lot of Hawks fans, were like, okay, maybe this is the piece that the Hawks add to try to get better, and ultimately obviously didn't end up getting that done. But they're talented. That there's no doubt about that. It's just whether or not they can get their collection of parts all on the same page and just play skilled enough, because I do wonder about how teams are going to get Toronto to turn the ball over. They've got size, but the good thing for the Hawks is the Hawks in the preseason played the Houston Rockets, who have a ton of size. And so they've already kind of figured out how to handle that situation. And so I would love for them to get off on a good start. I think it would be a good omen for, you know, for this version of the Hawks to get the win. And then the other part of it too is, it's funny, we were talking to Nikhil Alexander-Walker today, and, you know, of course he's from up in that neck of the woods, and he's got Toronto tatted on the inside of his forearm. And for whatever reason, he says when he's been on teams and they've started out the season against the Raptors, that they get off to a little bit of a slow start and end up Toronto getting the upper hand. And so he's like, you know, this is the time for him that, you know, he's played in New Orleans, he's played in Minnesota, now getting this opportunity with the Hawks. He's like, yeah, this Toronto team, like, I need some payback and I need to get the win.
Caleb, appreciate the time. As always, we'll be checking in throughout the season. Looking forward to it.
All right, man. Sounds good. Have a good one.
All right. That is our good buddy there, Caleb Johnson. Coming up next, a very special guest stops by, and then we'll get back to your calls at 404-726-0929, talking all things Falcons and Michael Penix Jr. Keaton Wallace, we just talked about him with Caleb Johnson. Our newest Hawk is going to stop by. We'll talk about his journey and the expectations for the season. Excited to chat with Keaton next on Chris Thomas Tonight on 92.9 The Game.